The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 1. The Family Background of Jesus. This is the account of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah. Their mother was Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron of Aram. Aram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab of Nahshon, Nahshon of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. His mother was Rachab. Boaz was the father of Obed. His mother was Ruth. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David, the king. David was the father of Solomon. His mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Then came the kings, Abijah, Asaph, Jehoshaphat, Joram, Uzziah, Jotham, Achaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Salathiel and Salathiel of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abiud, Abiud of Eliakim, and Eliakim of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar of Mathan, and Mathan of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and from her came Jesus, who is called the Christ, the Messiah. There were then 14 generations from Abraham to David, and 14 generations from David to the deportation to Babylon, and 14 generations from the deportation to Babylon to the birth of Christ. Jesus, born of a virgin mother. This is how Jesus Christ was born. Mary, his mother, had been given to Joseph in marriage, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, made plans to divorce her in all secrecy. He was an upright man, and in no way did he want to disgrace her. While he was pondering over this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She has conceived by the Holy Spirit, and now she will bear a son. You shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph awoke, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do, and he took his wife to his home. She gave birth to a son, and he had not had marital relations with her. Joseph gave him the name Jesus.